Simen Reishain Beis Seif Aleph. Al Eze Yain Mikachim. And this Simen we will be learning what kind of Kiddush, what kind of wine you have to use for Kiddush. Seif Aleph. Ein Mikachim Al Yain. You don't do Kiddush on wine Shereichoi Ra, that has a bad smell. Even though the smell and the taste is a wine taste and a wine smell, but if it has a bad smell, you're not allowed to do kiddush on it. The mokir is a gemore, but be basra daf tzadik dalet, and mikachim al yain shein roi lenasach ba'al ha-mizbeach, shenemar hakrivenu no lepochosecho, hayirse ponecho, if you would serve it to your minister, to your sar, he will want it, he will accept it. So you can give it to the Rebbeinu Shem for a korban, for Menasochim, as possible for Kiddush as well. Velo al yayin megule, wine that was open overnight, afilo ha'idne deleik abdina ha'gilui. Even in our days, there is no snakes and there's no chash that is poisoned in, even so it's possible, al the same reason, akriveno lepechosecho. And Ramo adds another aloche, ve'en mekachim al yayin dereich rechamre, the smell is wine, v'tay mechal, and it tastes like vinegar, because it has a aloche of vinegar, even legabe brocha. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, ein mekachim, afilu ein lo yayin acher, even if he doesn't have a different wine. V'afilu b'dieved, im kiddush mashma v'divrei haramban shuvu v'bis yosef, de lo yotzo, that it's me'akev even b'dieved. V'ayin b'biur aloche, v'im mutol la'avil al yayin, kaze, ayin b'chidush rab kibayger shemistapek b'zeh. For Kiddush, it's not good. It's good for Avdoleh. Rabbi Kibayger is a mistapek. Veli, zog the Mishnah Berurah nire, poshut adover le'isur. For sure, it's not good. Kevon she'ata mishum akrivenu lo lepechosecho. The reason it's possible for Kiddush is because akrivenu lo lepechosecho, yirtze ponecho im lab. So, b'mel and Avdoleh, we have the same reason. Chak mutzati v'beki yesif she'kosav gamken b'shem sefer b'zihudo. And for the same reason, it's poshut the Hu Adin, the same aloche al sheichor and beer for Avdoleh, or for Shabbos day, ein shereichoi ra ein mekachim. It's possible of my night b'di'evet. It's also possible chamamadina is also possible if it has a bad smell. Shereichoi ra ein shemasriach tzas machma shemunach b'klimos. The smell stuck into the wine, and the same thing, something fell into the wine and gave it a bad smell. Try to serve it to your sar. He will want it for sure not. He will accept it for sure not. So we learn this aloha in Mikachim al Yain Sherechira, Krivenu no lepechosecho. For the same aloha, we will learn Yain Megule. And we brought the Mishnah Berurah about Dan Rav Kivei Heger, and there's a big arichas in the Biur Aloche. What would it be if it's kosher for Avdoleh? And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'lenire poshut, if the posul is because of Akrivenu lepechosecho, what is the difference? Kiddush or Avdoleh? For both of them, it has to be posul. What is the difference? To explain this Aloche, I want to give you a akdome. I was miserial from the Rabbi Choshuv, Ramot Chuyudaleib, Zak, from the Choshuv Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, a big yesoid, in this whole simen, dvorim meirim kashemesh, I will say it b'ktzorah because this is the yesoidus. We learn in our seif aleph that yain shereich ra is posul, akrivenu lo lepechosecho is posul to menoches, it's also posul for kiddush. Then we have yain migitoi, if it's kosher l'nesochim, so it's kosher for kiddush, yain mosoik, and then we have seif dalet, Mikachim al yain lovon, you could make kiddush on white wine. The katchila we have to have red. The Ramban poisloy le kiddush afilu b'di'evet, and the Ramban holds that white wine is posul afilu b'di'evet to kiddush because he holds that it's posul b'di'evet in the sochim. Avol mavdilim olav, but it's kosher for Avdoleh. The Goyen learns pshat, and the Mishnah Berurah brings him down later on in Sifkot Yudalef. The reason it's kosher for Avdoleh b'mokim shu chamar medina. White is posul lekiddush. We learn out from a posuk al tira yain ki is adam. Wine is red. Aber legora from chamar medina, like you could make an apple juice. So if you could make it an apple juice, So the white wine is legrof and white apple juice. The mele al tzavdolet that is kosher in Chamar Medina. A kiddush baday that you could do in Chamar Medina, you could do with white wine. These are the halachas. Reichera is possible. For the Ramban, white wine is possible, but it's kosher lehavdolet. From that reason, Rav Kiva Eger, he's actually in Sif Kotten Dalet, in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Kiva Eger came and said, so Barazay, the same reason that we say that white wine is kosher lehavdolet, because forget about that it's not wine, but it's kosher mitzad chamar medina. So yain shereichera could be kosher lehavdolet, not mitzad wine, mitzad chamar medina. Mitzad chamar medina, it could be kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's not kshayches. Here is the psul akrivenu lo lepechasecho. And Chamar Medina also have the psul of akrivenu lo lepechasecho. And Yael Lovin is not kshayches akrivenu lo lepechasecho. It's possible that it's not wine, but it's Chamar Medina. But here is the psul of akrivenu lo lepechasecho. To answer this question, we want to say a yesoy. Yesh lachkoi. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Yain she nekosher le nesochim, e nekosher le kiddush. Lafuki mai, lafuki yain she reich ra. Yesh li istapek. What is the pshat? Is the pshat that is a condition in wine, is a tnai in wine? What is called wine? What is roi le mizbeach? If it's not roi le mizbeach, it's not roi. The mele, wine that is has a bad smell is not roi le mizbeach, it's posel le kiddush. But not because it's a aloch of akrivenu no lepechosecho in kiddush. Kiddush doesn't have a aloch. Karbonis is a aloch of akrivenu no lepechosecho. Person will take lechemishna that has a bad smell. You say he's not yoitzel lechemishna akrivenu no lepechosecho. Not in everything we say akrivenu no lepechosecho. Only in karbonis. Just what? It's a tnai in wine that it has to be roi le karbonis. Yain lovon is not roi le karbonis. It's not roi le kiddush. Aber, this is a aloch in wine. But if you take it as Chamar Medina, it's kosher. The same thing, Yain Shereicha Ra, it's possible in Menachas, Mele, it's possible in Kiddush. Or we could say not. That the gather is, that not that it's a Tznai in wine, just we're learning that Kiddush is like Nesochim, and the same reason we have a Psul in Nesochim, Akiven Elo Lepechosecho, these Psulim that are not kosher in Mizbeach, is the same psulim that are shayach in Kiddush. B'meile, if we're learning like the first tzad, I want to madgish. In the Rambam, the Loshon is, yayin she nekosher le nesochim posel le kiddush. Lefichoch, ein mekadshim al yayin she ein nera. Shechon Aruch doesn't say these words, yayin she neroi le nesochim. It's a psul, yayin she ein reich ra, posel le kiddush. Zog dem ogen Avrom, hakrivenu lo lepechosecho. The Rambam learned, it's a din in yayin she, yayin has to be like nesochim. But it's not roi le nesochim, it's not roi le yayin. But it's not a din in kiddush. Kol yayin shen roi le gabe mizbeach, in roi le kiddush. Shechonoch nebelen is zo az ha-aloche. No kiddush has the zelbe ha-aloches, the same ha-aloches, if nesochim. B'meil, lefi the Rambam. And this is where Rabbi Kiva Eger learned. The psulim are only in yayin. What is yayin roi le korbonis? Yayin lovon is not roi le korbonis, but as chamar medinet could work. Yayin shereich ra. It can work as wine. Aber when Chamar Medina is kosher, it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah learned that Kiddush has the same halachas as Nesachim. So if Kiddush has the psul of Achivenu Ola Pachosecho, that psul could apply, sigh when you do Kiddush and wine, sigh when you do Kiddush and Chamar Medina. To explain it a little bit, we'll bring another riot. Or Sameach has a shayla, you can make Kiddush and Yain Shel Shvi'is. I think the Olam does, although it's obeyed in. But Or Sameach has a shayla, what is its dode ashayle? Le nesochim it's not good, le ochlov, le lehefsed, le lesreifo. If we say pshat is a condition to be le korbonis, roi le korbonis, it's not roi le korbonis. But if we say that the psulim that are shayach in korbonis are shayach in kiddush, the psulim are shayach, but in kiddush is not doing it lehefsed, so for sure it's good. About it, you could be cholik on his whole shayle. The Rambam brings down Chovish shel yayin, that he put a little drop of honey. Hoiru kol rabois, that is possible for Kiddush, because you can't be makriv and gabam mizbeach, kol so vechol dvash. It's possible for Kiddush, even one little drop and a big chovish of wine. Vechen moirim bechol amayrov. Vyesh misho oimah, that it's kosher. The Beskirov explains first, the first shita that is possible. He says, has to be that it's not only that you can't pour it on the mizbeach, because actually it's honey and you'll be over on the lavichol sovichol dvash. Because then the wine himself is kosher l'mizbeach. So it had to be kosher l'kiddush. It's a psul in the wine. If it's honey, then the whole wine is possible. But the Yesh Mishoiro says that it's kosher. What is the hesber? The Magid Mishneh. But the Teichin Advorim will be masbered like that. I want to be mekasa. The Rambam learns is the Tnai Roy l'mizbeach. This wine is not Roy l'mizbeach. The male is not Roy l'kiddush. The Yesh Mishoimer holds there's no din Tnai that is Roy l'mizbeach. The psul l'mizbeach in wine shayach in kiddush. The vash is not psul in yain l'mizbeach. Din chol sa'o v'chol vash is medina l'mizbeach. The male and kiddush avada you could use it. So this is l'chura. Rabbi Kibbe Eger saying as they, the same with wine, white wine is kosher medin chamar medina. Rei 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 is also kosher mitzad chamar medina. It's more what to be marich, but we'll have to go weiter. It's reis from the Rambam, Yuchas, I've been sorry for that. So if the Shulchan Aruch goes weiter. V'lo yal yayin megule, you're not allowed to make kiddush and wine that was not covered, afilo yitne de lekabdine agilui. So if gotten gimel, de lekabdine agilui, mishum she'ein metzui metzene nechoshim. Afilo ochi osu mishum akrivenu no lepechosecho. Miu im omad shomu otas megulo, ein leakpido yidne, kos man shelo yi, no mar tamo yverecho. If a couple hours, and it didn't lose the taste, it's okay. Because of a chayodom, dafka b'mokim shayayin b'yoyke, the lekabdinin kulayi b'gili me'at. Aber mekadosh al sheikho yezoir b'ze, v'nirad b'ein lo y'achar in la'akbi b'diyevet gam b'sheikho k'me b'yay. So the Mishnebura brings out like this, that the zman hazeh also you have to be ma'akbi, but for a couple of shores, shalei no ma'atam v'reicho, you'll like at chile if you could, but b'etzem it's not me'akev. Rabbi Seinu o mistapik pshat. And the Morgan Avram, the Loshin is, Miu im omat shom muetes migulo ein lehakpid im loy no martame vereicho. Mashma, two aloches. Only a couple hours, and also it doesn't lose the taste. The Mishnebura is mashma, what is the shiur of shom muetes? Kol zman shloy no martame vereicho. He didn't lose the taste. In our days, they add chemicals in the wine that it doesn't lose the taste, even if it's open for a couple hours. So the question is, so for sure, a whole night, avada you're not allowed to. But if it's not a whole night, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. It means only 2 or 3 hours. More from that, it's not muta. Or not. Because man shall know about time of your rechoy, it's not called megula. And to be okay, yes, please stop it. And then I say that, even though it's open for a couple of hours, while you're saying that God on it, it's okay. But the question of, yo, if you want to use the kiddush, you have to cover it overnight. Kafachayim brings down that if it's in a fridge, in a closed closet, even if it's not covered, it's not called megula. The Ramo adds another aloha, when the kachim al yayin, you're not allowed to do kiddush on wine, the reiche chamre, it smells like wine, v'tay mechale, and it tastes like vinegar. The Mishnebura says, Kotten Dalet, v'tay mechale, the basar tay meazlinen, u'kechale domi, we go basar the taste, and it has the aloha vinegar. V'lechen lekamon besif gimel, v'tay mechamre, mekachim olav, afagav the reiche chale. Even though it has a vinegar smell, and vice toys, looks from here, that the smell of vinegar is not called reiche ra, ותאים מחלה נקרא כושב ניודם נמנועים לשתי סמישום חמציצוסוי. What is called תאים מחלה? Not a slightly light taste of vinegar. Just a taste that people stop to drink it because it's sour. כמו שכוסב סימן ריש דלת סיף דלת. וכוסבו האחרונים. דלחינום, for no reason, היתיק הרמות דין זה. וגם בין הפרי הגופן הם מבורכים עליו כדאי ששום. וכל שכן שאין מקדשי. סעיף בית. Yain migitoi, what we call grape juice, mekachim olav, all the first 40 days before it turned over to wine, it's called yain migitoi, mekachim olav. V'seichat odom eshkel shel anovim, a person takes grapes, and he seichas them, he squeezes them, v'oimer, when wine comes out, grape juice, v'oimer olav kiddush hayom. Mishnebura sif kotten hei, yain migitoi, mekol mokoi mitzvah min amufchor, v'yain yoshon, old wine, meanings, Hainuk she'ovar olav arboim yoim that passed already 40 days. V'seichat odom. So the Mishnebura had shver, you already said yayin megitoi is kosher. So what you're adding, v'seichat odom. V'zeh ha'shminim rivus ha'tvei. Av shu chodosh legamre, sheze mikolov she'sochtei koedim Shabbos, mamash nearly fresh, filo ochi mutor lekadosh olav. Not only 2 days, even 1 day. To know exactly what is the chiddush, and sharatzion here is more mashmoes. I want to give a little akdama here, very shortly. Our grape juice, so a lot of people make kiddush on grape juice, they say, simen reishayin beis, seif beis, yayin migitoy, mekachim olof. It's okay. Mitzvah minam mufcho b'yayin yosham. For sure, it's telling the taste. Avada, if he likes more grape juice, avada, the mitzvah minam mufcho doesn't exist. We'll see later. Avada, it's better to use the grape juice. Okay. How much he likes it more, but if he likes it more, for sure, grape juice is better. And our grape juice is couple questions if you're allowed to use it for Kiddush. We'll see later in the Hemshech with the Rambam, Tisefes Mayim, and different reasons. What I want to speak now is very shortly on the Etzem Adovo. We know wine, we make Beire Priya Gofen. The Gemara says in Broches, why we make Beire Priya Gofen on wine? Soiz v'mesameach. Mesameach levav enosh. Yain migitoy lechu is not mesameach. So why we make Beir Priya Gofen? But we see in the Rashbam, in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin, he speaks about Yain Koises, that is a Yain that cannot become wine. The Lehavi Sheikho, the Lehroi Liyo Sheikho. So the Rashbam says like this. The Lehdomi Leyain Migitoy, Mishum, the Seifer Miyo Liyo Sheikho. At the end, it will become like a sheicho. And we have more rights for that. That the reason that the Yain Megiddo is good, because it's oimed to become wine. And our grape juice, when they pasteurize it, they make it in a way that later it will not become wine. It will stay grape juice. They don't want it to get spoiled. So some, they say, B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, wanted to say that it's not good for Kiddush. Maybe it's not even agofen. But it doesn't have the milus of it for sure be possible in Mizbeach. And those are the miles of Yain Megitoy. So Tshuva Saran on that, Yain Europei. Shlomo Zalman wants to say, when you squeezed it, it was roi to be wine. So when you stopped it now to become wine, Chaygam, there's no chisorim. You have to see what it would be if they squeeze it away and they seichet it in a zah way that already it will never become wine. But this is what Shlomo Zalman said, Lemaisi, you could use our grape juice, but we have to know some people will machu because of that, not to use grape juice that cannot turn over to become wine. Seif Gimel, Mekachim al Yain Shemepi Achovis, Aval Pishiyesh Bekmochim, Shavura explains, Hainu Sivkot Nzayen, Hainu Nekudis Levanis, little white spots, Aval Im Yesh Olov, Krum Lovon, a whole layer of white, Ein Mekachim Olov, but Kosa Beliyo Rabbe, Dekshi Yisir HaKrum, Ein Leachmir, but if you took off the Krum, it's okay. So again, Seif Gimel Mekachim al Yain Shemepi Achovis, Aval Pishiyesh Bekmochim, Hagoev Yesh Oisrim Lekadesh Olov, but some are choylek, and they only have to sift it to take off the kmochim before you make kiddush. Shchonoruch is mamshich, v'al yain shebishule achovi is the wine that is in the end of the barrel, aval pishiyash b'shmorim, even so you could make kiddush. V'al yain shocho, v'al yain mosek, sweet wine, v'al yain derech rechale, that has a schal, a vinegar smell, the time in Chamo, all of these things are kosher for Kiddush. But, Mikol Mokoy Mitzvah Livrei Yain Toiv LeKadosh Olov. It's a mitzvah to have a good wine to make Kiddush on. Mosek, Midesosa Mashma Benshin is Bashlu Anovim Bechama Yoisa Midai, Valdeza Ayain Mosek Moit, Benshin Ayain Mosek Moit Machmasa Peres Atmom, Shayain Azeu Goruah Apostol and Nesochim, even so, because it's not a shini min atzad, I don't want to go into the protim here. You're allowed to use all this list. Even lekatchile mikol mokoy mitzvah min amufchor livror yain toiv as a mitzvah to try to get a better way. ועל כן טוב, שלא ייקח מסתם יין שבמרתב לקידוש, עד שאיר הם התחילו עם אין המקולקול, אני רוסי לה לסנאם מקולקול תאקה. Now, some of you want to medayk in here, that it's better not to take a sweet wine. It's mashma, it's not mamish mamish lekatchila, it's lekatchila, but not mamish mamish. I'm not speaking now about adding honey and sugar, this we'll see later, b'shita sarambam, if it's kosher or posu. But stam, that is in here that the wine will not be sweet. But the Achronim were doiched that only Mosek Yoiser Midai. Mosek Meoit. That is a problem. Yoisa midai laklosh namishabur. But stam mosik, it's not a problem. Sif dalit. Mekadshi mal yain lovon. You could use white wine. The Ramban poisli lekidush afilu b'diyevet. But the Ramban holds that it's possible afilu b'diyevet. Aval mavdilim olo. But if it's a chamal medina, we learn, einachanami, it's not called wine, it's possible to sochim, because we learn tira yain ki yisadom. Aber for avdola, it's koshim, it's a chamal medina. That you could allow to do kiddush and white wine. So we see the Shulchan Aruch inside with the Mishneh Berurah. Sif Dalet, Mekadshim al Yain Lovon. Al Yain Lovon, Lekula Alma Mitzvah Lekatchila Lechazor Achar Yain Odom. Elo De Be'en Le Odom, Oshin Meshubach Svir Lerezu, De Muto Lekatchila Lekadosh Olam. It's better to have a red wine, Kisir Yain Ki Yis Adom. Just if you don't have it, or it's more expensive, you're allowed to use such a wine. Now, we have to know, what is called red wine? Some people, they want to have red wine. So what do they do, red wine? They take white wine and they add a little bit red. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, I want to say, in Simon Mem Zayin, he says, V'da, the yain odoim nikra, food coloring. Not everyone agrees with that. Some people say it has to be a cheftze v'yayin shu yayin odom. Stam to add color doesn't help. This is the Mishnah Aloha wants to say. But the Shmir Shabbos holds that it helps. So you've got Yudalef. Abel mavdilim olov imu chamar medine. Sh'akor sh'isim oisid is the goyen. והטעם דלגוע משייכו דקיימר לקמון בסימן רייסה דקבוב סעיף בייס, זה מבדילים בו לו ומוחמה מדינה. והוא הדין, the same reason, מטעם זה מוטו לקהל שלו בשחיס, לכולה אלמה. לפי מה שכוסו האחרים לקמון בסעיף טס, זה בשחיס נהגים להוקר לקודש, על משקה שהוא חמה מדינה, you don't have to have only wine. סעיף קוטן יוד בייס, כסבור ראשון ונמין הגאוי לו מיז, that white wine is kosher, ובליורה במשמע, זה ביין שהוא לא וניוסו מדי, if it's very white, נוחון לא חושד דאס הרמב"ן שליקל שלוף, אלו בשעסתך כשאין לי אודם. Now we have to know if אודם means red, slightly red, or means yellowish. This means להפוקה white wine. I don't have it, Klor and Ganson. What is the shear of the red wine that we have to have?